Watch a careful French cook finish a hollandaise, and you will see near the end a small ritual. A half spoon of lemon juice or white wine vinegar squeezed in, whisked through, tasted. The casual reading is that the acid is there for flavor balance, to keep the egg yolk and butter from feeling heavy on the palate. That reading is correct, but it is the smaller half of what is happening. The larger half is structural. The few drops of acid are doing chemistry on the egg proteins that hold the sauce together. They are changing the pH of the surrounding liquid in a way that makes the proteins less likely to clump, less likely to break, and more able to keep the sauce stable in the brief window between finishing and serving. The flavor effect is real. The protein effect is, in the strictest sense, what saves the sauce. To see why, it helps to define a term beginners often hear and rarely have explained. Every protein has an isoelectric point, a specific pH at which the protein carries no net electrical charge. At its isoelectric point, the protein has the weakest mutual repulsion with other proteins, which is to say, it is most likely to clump together and fall out of suspension. Pushed away from that point, either toward more acidic or more alkaline conditions, the protein gains a net charge, repels its neighbors, and stays dispersed in a liquid. For most egg proteins, the isoelectric point sits in the range of pH 4.5 to 6.5. The hollandaise that is failing on your stove is sitting somewhere in that danger zone. The drops of lemon juice push the pH down, increase the protein's net charge, and pull the sauce back from the brink. Harold McGee, in On Food and Cooking, lays out the underlying mechanism in detail. Acid not only changes the surface charge on protein molecules, but also delays their thermal denaturation. In an emulsion warmed gently over a bain-marie, the egg proteins are being unfolded by heat in a controlled, partial way that allows them to wrap around fat droplets and stabilize the emulsion. Too much heat unfolds them too far, they aggregate, they break the sauce. Acid widens the safe temperature window. A hollandaise built with a small acidic charge from the start can tolerate a few more degrees of warmth before it curdles than the same sauce built without acid. This is why traditional hollandaise recipes call for the vinegar reduction at the beginning, not only the lemon at the end. The acid is buying the sauce thermal room to maneuver. Cream sauces behave on the same logic, but with one crucial difference. The timing matters far more. Milk proteins, especially casein, also have an isoelectric point near pH 4.6. And adding acid to hot milk above that threshold causes the proteins to crash out, what cheesemakers call coagulation and what cooks call a broken sauce. This is why a tomato cream sauce, added in the wrong order, curdles instantly. Too much acid hits the dairy at too high a temperature, and the casein clumps. The fix is to add acid at the end, off heat, and in a context where the rest of the sauce has enough fat and starch to buffer the proteins. Acid in cream sauces is a finishing move, not a building block. Wine reduction sits somewhere between these two cases. A red wine fond, reduced down with shallots and herbs, carries a baseline acidity of pH 3.0 to 3.5. That acidity does two structural jobs at once. It buffers the fond, meaning it stabilizes the pH of the sauce against sudden swings when other ingredients are added. And it tempers the tendency of sugars in the wine to over-caramelize during reduction. Without that acidity, the reduced wine would caramelize past its sweet spot and turn bitter. The acid is a brake on the browning reaction, holding the sauce in the window where it tastes complex rather than burnt. This is the same principle at work in any well-made Bordelaise or red wine pan sauce. There is a useful rule of thumb that classical French training tends to pass down quietly. Most finished French sauces target somewhere between 0.5 and 1% total acidity by weight. Lower than that, and the sauce reads as flat or heavy. Higher, and it crosses into the vinaigrette range, where the acid stops supporting the sauce and starts dominating it. You can measure this with pH strips if you want exactness. A finished hollandaise typically reads pH 4.2 to 4.8, but most experienced cooks land on it by taste, adjusting in tiny increments at the end. This is the practical sense of why a drop of acid at the end changes everything. The structural work has been done, and the final drop is calibration, not correction. The same chemistry connects French sauce work to the broader family of stabilized emulsions, including the cold ones. A mayonnaise built with lemon juice or vinegar carries acid as part of its structural foundation, not just its flavor profile. The acid in the water phase keeps the egg yolk proteins charged and dispersed around the suspended oil droplets, which is structurally identical to what is happening in a hot hollandaise. The temperature is the only difference. This is part of what unifies the technique behind emulsion. The hidden structure of mayonnaise and hollandaise. Both sauces lean on acid for the same structural reasons, even though one is served warm and one cold. There are several views on when to add the acid. Some chefs build it in only at the finish, treating acid as a perceptual brightener and trusting the rest of the sauce to hold itself together. Others build it in from the beginning via a wine reduction or vinegar gastrique, treating acid as foundational. My view is that you build a little in and finish with a touch more. The acid has two jobs in a French sauce, structural and perceptual, and the cleanest way to handle two jobs is to do each one with the tool best suited to it. The early acid stabilizes proteins, widens the thermal window, and gives the sauce its working backbone. The final acid sharpens the flavor and tells the palate to wake up. You are using the same ingredient twice. Two different moments for two different reasons. The question of when to add the lemon stops being aesthetic guesswork and starts being a question of which job you are doing in that minute.